Hi, this is Heather Markell, the Bullbuster, and founder of the Bullbuster Cafe, where we grab the truth by the horns and empower our lives. Welcome to another episode of The Lies I Tell Myself to Keep on Living the Wrong Life. This is a series all about the stories and lies that we make up constantly to help us justify and convince ourselves that we're happy being unhappy. We kind of make up, you know, these stories and lies when we're constantly stuck in a situation and it's driving us crazy. So we make up these things in our mind. And these things we make up basically trick ourselves into thinking that we're happy. And then, well, if we're happy, we don't have to do anything to change the situation now, do we? So I'm sharing with you these stories that I have told myself or that I have heard other people use or a combination of the two. And I'm hoping that by sharing them with you, this will help you to kick the BS in your life, which would in turn help you live a more satisfying and fulfilling life and be happy. So today's lie is, I can't sing. You know, I've been telling myself that for years because really, trust me, you don't want to hear me sing. I'm pretty lousy. I mean, in my opinion, it's off key. It'll sure make you laugh. So recently I was in San Francisco and I had the opportunity to go with some new friends to a karaoke bar. Previously, I had done karaoke 2 times in my life, both of which I was drunk, and also in a private room with like 10 people that I knew. And so if I made an ass of myself, quite honestly, it really didn't matter because, hey, they knew me, move on. Nobody was filming it. It was fine. So I go to San Francisco and I go to a place called The Mint, and it's a huge bar. And really the focus of attention is the karaoke stage. There's no private room that I know of. And I'm there with about 5 friends, one of whom is supposed to go on stage with me, only she has to leave because the line is so long to get up on stage because so many people are ahead of us that I have to go up there alone. So my turn finally comes. I get up there and I've chosen to belt out New Attitude by Patti LaBelle. But I really, really can't sing. But luckily I've had a couple glasses of wine, so I didn't care. So when I got up there, knowing that I couldn't sing, I just danced. I sung really poorly, but I just owned the stage and had a great time. And so what I realized was it's not about the singing. It's not about the song. It's about how you perform and how you are up on stage and who you are in life. And how many times have we told ourselves, I can't do X? Maybe because you want to do it perfectly. Maybe because, well, there's so many people that do it better than you. That was sure, you know, in my head, wow, look at all these people that just are such great singers. But the truth was, actually, as I was up there dancing around, I think people were more into me being completely silly on stage than they cared about how I sung or what I sung. So it was just a wonderful, brilliant, exhilarating experience. And it felt like I faced this huge fear and conquered it. And the experience after that was like I tapped into this abundant joy and energy. So I want you to think about what is there in your life where you are just stopping yourself, holding yourself back from something that secretly, or maybe not so secretly, you really want to do, but you're lying to yourself about how you can't do it. What really are you afraid of? And think about the possibility that might open up to you if you are willing to let go of the perfection, the fear, whatever else it is that's standing in your way. Just cut right to it and go do it and see what happens. And that concludes another episode of The Lies I Tell Myself to Keep on Living the Wrong Life. You can learn more about the Bullbuster Cafe as well as strategies to kick the bull in your life at www.thebullbustercafe.com. Until next time, this is Heather Markell. Bye-bye.